Yes, sir.
Matthew Moorhead, 16 Ives Front Street, Red Bank, New Jersey. I actually had the benefit of being in Trenton this afternoon for the passing of A500. I was at a press conference with Roberts in the New Jersey Coalition, Regional Coalition, excuse me. I spoke to a number of legislators in Trenton today and found a lot of useful information. Where they did do away with a lot of money coming from businesses, they also added on fees to the developers to help pay for the construction of the affordable housing. Also, they made a lot of points about economic segregation in the state of New Jersey. New Jersey has become one of the most expensive states to live in, not only through taxation, but through sheer property values. And with many young, college-educated people being forced into living situations, like I've said before, there is a need to find a better way to spread out and not concentrate medium and low income people into small city areas, because all it does is segregate the population from each other and further compound problems from this, like crime, education, and things like that. Now, I understand Middletown has a problem facing it with its size and availability of land, and I agree with what Sean Burns says about the ability to build it in town. But the problem is, many wealthier communities in New Jersey have misused RCAs and overused RCAs when more could have been done in their own communities to help stop segregation sheerly by class. And that is why it needed. Now, I agree with this committee that COA does need to be re-looked at and altered, because it is not a perfect program. But standing here as a young adult who talks to many other young adults, college educated and not, servicemen, hospital workers, police officers, firemen, people who serve their communities, it is a very large problem. My organization is not only made up of people from one political party, it also has a large number of young residents from the other political party and unaffiliated. This is a problem that is grown for young adults in New Jersey, where we are being moved out of our communities and out of our state. Now, the one question I have for this committee is, being that it does pass Senate and signed into law, what is the plan that Middletown has to try to live up to its obligation where it cannot use RCAs?
Well, I mean, the plan is we'll abide by the law. I mean, if the legislation passes and RCAs is no longer a technique that we can utilize going forward, we will have to find locations in town to provide those units. Exactly how we'll do that, that's still to be decided. And ultimately, frankly, it's a planning board decision, because the planning board is the body that adopts a housing plan. Obviously, they will work somewhat in conjunction with the Township Committee, because ultimately the Township Committee will have to implement any zoning changes that might be necessary as a result of their plan. But it's really the Planning Board's job to develop a housing plan, a new housing plan. And so I can't tell you precisely how we would comply, but we would comply.
And my other question is would the Township be open to nonprofit organizations coming into town so that they would not have to build the four regular price to one ratio, where they could build a higher density, if not 100% density, of affordable housing, mixed affordable housing for moderate, medium income in one development, in order to help satisfy this obligation to cut back on the density issues facing the township?
Well, first of all, the township's been working with nonprofits for more than 20 years, so we wouldn't start working with nonprofits. We would continue working with nonprofits. But yes, doing developments to 100% affordable would probably be a technique that we would have to seriously look at moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.